From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, an Army Ranger who says he staged a bank robbery to make a political statement. First, though, Robert Gates takes over at the Defense Department today. He's replacing Donald Rumsfeld, who dominated U.S. military policy for the past 6 years. NPR's Guy Raz is at the Pentagon.
If you're expecting revolution inside the Defense Department, don't hold your breath. Robert Gates might very well personify the word technocrat. He's neither sassy like his predecessor, nor is he ideological. Here's Gates' old friend and colleague from the CIA, John Headley.
Bob has a real sense of decorum, and he's going to, align himself with whatever the position calls for.
And the official position now is, well, we're not sure. The White House won't announce its new Iraq strategy until after the new year. And if the president is the decider, Gates will likely be the implementer, carrying out the new strategy rather than shaping it. Mel Goodman is a critic of Gates who's known the incoming secretary since their early days at the CIA in the 1960s.
He knows who his master is, and he knows who will advance him or who could hurt him. And so he is a windsock.
In broad terms, the White House is looking at two ideas for Iraq. One, beginning a drawdown of troops within the coming months, and then speeding up the training of Iraqi forces. The second idea is to temporarily increase the number of troops, a surge, a final last-ditch effort to see if more U.S. troops can contain the violence. Now, for his part, Robert Gates will wait to submit his verdict to the White House. In the coming days, he's expected to spend some time in Iraq sounding out top ground commanders. And many of those commanders have publicly opposed a surge. But that was when Donald Rumsfeld was asking the questions. The soft-spoken Robert Gates may have better luck finding out what they really think. Guy Raz, NPR News, The Pentagon.